Hello.
What's up?
Oh man, it worked. What is up? All right.
Nothing much.
I am Mike Speakerson on the first ever edition of Off the Record CPW, and today I got a very special guest, the new CPW World Heavyweight Champion, Rustin. Oh, pardon me, undisputed champion, undisputable world champion of CPW, Rustin Moseley. How are you doing, sir?
Nice to meet you, Mike Speakerson. And I'm doing very great. Just winning my first feels great, or my first CPW world title feels great.
So nonchalant about it. All right, so why don't you tell the new listeners here a little about yourself, man?
Well, of course you already know I'm Rusta Mosley. Born and raised, currently living in Little Rock, Arkansas. I weigh 206 pounds. Not that you need to know that, but I'm very short
Right.
and hell of an athlete.
Yeah, we can tell. We saw you in that fatal five way. You even went against your own tag team partner in Hardcore Alliance, Aaron Storm. How's he feeling about his loss to you?
Well, I spoke to Aaron earlier, and of course, I apologize, but I said that we need to do whatever we need to do to make the Hardcore Alliance relevant and good, and do whatever we gotta do to win.
I get it. You gotta put your friendship aside for your business. All
Yep,
right.
brotherly battle.
So, of course, you're the new world champion of CPW. That's a big deal, but we need to know more about Rustin Moseley, the person, and Rustin Moseley, the champion. We're gonna play a little building game here to learn more about you. All right, so we're start off big. You're a
Of
wrestler.
course.
Who is your favorite wrestler all time?
That would have to be The Rock of all time, currently Dean Ambrose. So those two.
What you liking about Dean Ambrose, huh?
Just funny guy. He's got the comedy part in promos. He's well sometimes, and he's very serious. He takes it serious. He pours his heart into wrestling, just like I do. He'll do whatever it takes, and he's just crazy.
Yeah, I see a lot of him and you, the way you guys act inside and out the ring.
Yeah.
Well, now you are the, I believe, the first man to hold the UPW and CPW World Championships. So what does that mean to you?
It feels great. It feels prestigious. It feels like history. Like I'll be remembered for this. And it just overall feels like wonderful 'cause I think I am the only one that's ever done
Yeah,
this.
you are.
So it's awesome.
So since you are now world champion, are you still hoping to go into tag competition with Aaron Storm? Are you trying to focus on your singles career?
That's a great question, and the answer to that is, well, you see, of course I want to be good with the Hardcore Alliance, but once you haven't won anything with the tag team yet and you're world champion, it's kind of hard. It's because like once you're world champion, you need to focus on yourself,
Yeah,
but there's a
understandable.
way. I'm gonna figure out a way to make it where I could double task and be a tag team competitor. And possibly win the tag team championships and become a CPW Grand Slam champion by winning the tag team championships sometime in the future.
All right, now this is off the record. The show is called Off the Record. So off the record, just to me, what's your least favorite part about Aaron Storm? Don't worry, I won't leak anything.
What's my favorite part about Aaron
No,
Storm?
least favorite. I know he's your tag partner,
Oh,
but
least favorite.
what is he really like?
Honestly, his cockiness.
Ooh, the dirt sheets.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's not much, but sometimes he could start a little too much for me to handle to stick up for him, 'cause I've had to stick up for him a few too many times, but I've learned to somewhat control it.
Right. So, what was it like on the car ride back to the hotel? Huh? You guys were all chill about the world title match.
It's a little bit awkward because I had to pin him to win it, but he was happy that the fact that Morales, one of the Moraleses, isn't champion because you know how him and the Moraleses get along.
Yeah, we've seen online about how the Moraleses are perceived by the wrestling world. What is your take on CJ? Do you think he was a good champ?
Me and CJ have been close friends, and since I've came back, I was of course friends with his dad, and So yeah, CJ was a good champion, but eventually someone needed to beat him, even though that he hasn't been champ that long.
You know, for a guy that slams people every day, you seem like a pretty nice dude.
Yeah, you gotta learn to be respectful sometimes.
Yeah, that's what makes you the veteran, right?
Pretty much.
And then inside the ring, that's where they see the rage.
Yeah, the rage. Ah, oh, that brings back some memories.
Speaking of memories, we all know, like, you're near 480 now. You've been doing this for years upon years. So how'd you get your start in pro wrestling? What was your first job?
Well, how I became a wrestler from my first job. My first job is I came straight out of high school wanting to be a wrestler. So I decided I went to my nearest wrestling association, and I helped with whatever they needed around there. Like, I would sweep the ring mats around, or I'd do catering or whatever I can to somewhat just.
So you really started like beginning even just in training as wrestling, just helping them clean up, and now you're in the ring performing.
Yeah, that was a side job. It was just like a little bit to get paid until I could become a wrestler, because they promised me a wrestling contract as long as I prove to them that I'm willing to work for it and dedicate to it no matter what I have to do.
Well, that must be humbling for them to see how far you've came. Well, we all know things for world champions. They as soon as anybody wins the world title, I've talked to countless people about this. The first thing they do is they got to see their radar, see who is coming for their title. You now have a huge target on your back. You are the guy of Insurgents. So who do you think either will be coming for you, or who do you hope to defend against?
That would have to be who I hope to go for. Is I would like to get some payback. Of course, the person I challenged is Jacob Hansen for, of course, injuring me, even though that people call me a madman for that.
Ooh, Hansen.
I just feel like it's time.
He's a champion of his own. I mean, no disrespect to you, but at that pay-per-view, did you see his dominant win? He won in 20 seconds.
I did see that. It was record-breaking.
Yeah, it was.
It was, I believe, 38 seconds, but it was a fast win.
So as a guy that has injured you and just beat somebody in under a minute, do you a 6'5" man, keep in mind, Martinex, a big man, was defeated in under a minute, and then he injured you as you made your comeback. How do you think you, like, if you do face again, do you actually think you have a chance of retaining your title against a man like that?
Oh, of course. Let me tell you why. Because ever since I came back, I mean, ever since before I came back, after I came out of the hospital room, going back to the CPW Performance Center and so on, that's the only thing I've focused on. The man put me in a hospital. He, like, pretty much destroyed my ribs. They were, like, pretty much like Play-Doh. It was, like, mush, and it was just terrible. And he took away my title, my first defense. And I could tell that was a level of disrespect he had toward me. So I want to prove to him that not only can I beat him once, but I could beat him twice and get his championship and my old championship back.
Oh, so you're saying you're trying to come back for your title that you never lost?
Well, I did lose it, but he put me out of action right after I lost it, so I pretty much couldn't come back to face him for it till now.
But now that you're healthy and you have a fighting chance, you do believe that you want another shot, double champion, is what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Big news here. But, you know, this is off the record. I'll keep it from him. You know, this is a private little combo we're having. All right, and now to wrap things up. So where can we see you online? You know, where? What? Plug yourself. You know.
Instagram.
All right. Instagram at
@who_is_Rustin. And if you would like to be cringed by my YouTube presence, go to Just Rustin. That's literally the name. It's not Just Rustin. It's G, not G. I'm bad at spelling. J-U-S-T Rustin.
All right. Perfect.
Got it?
Yeah, there. If you guys want to check out more of the new CPW Undisputed Champion, Rustin Mosey, there are your links right there. It was an honor to have you on the podcast. Thank you for stopping by, Rustin.
Thank you.
All right. And that will wrap it up. 9 minutes and 50 seconds.
All right. Nice to meet you.